And finally today, the town of Namie in Fukushima, Japan, was once home to more than 20,000 people. But in 2011, one of the worst nuclear disasters the world had ever seen happened just a few miles away. Everyone was forced to leave. The whole town sat abandoned for years. Slowly, though, evacuation orders have lifted and parts of the town have reopened. And as NPR's Kat Lonsdorf found on a trip to Japan earlier this year, there is at least one lively spot there.
During the day, downtown Namie sounds like this. And this. And this. Teams of workers tearing down houses, stringing up new power lines, rebuilding, trying to bring this former ghost town back to life. At night, though, Namie is still eerily silent, empty. In the 3 years the town has been reopened, only about 5% of the population returned. But there is one spot, tucked away in a mostly empty strip mall. If you listen closely, you can start to hear it. The faint sound of music, laughter, maybe a hint of tambourine. Down a hallway and behind a big wooden door. Tiny karaoke bar in full swing. Glittery blue velvet booths line the walls topped with big floral pillows. The ceiling is painted like a bright blue sky with big fluffy clouds. And two giant screens on either side of the room flash lyrics. People pass around microphones singing at the top of their lungs. This was back in March when scenes like this were relatively normal and safe. Minza Lee runs the spot. She's South Korean, but has been living in Japan for decades. She came to Namie after the disaster as a volunteer.
When I first came here, it was so depressing. Everything was rotting and falling apart. So I decided that I had to bring the light, the brightness, the energy.
She points to the decorations, the ceiling, the glitter. Lee fell in love with Namie. She wanted to help the town get back on its feet. So she moved here for good and opened up Cosmos Karaoke Bar, named after the town flower.
We needed somewhere where people can meet up, where they can feel like they're in a community and get rid of stress.
The bar opens in the afternoon. A lot of the people who move back are elderly, and they start coming in early. Today's first customers, three men, all in their 70s, toast each other in a corner booth. They used to be neighbors here, but after the disaster, they scattered. Now they meet up here when they can, to remember life together in their old town. And, of course, sing. The other people who live in Namie now are those construction workers rebuilding the town, like 53-year-old Takashi Togashi. He moved here for the work, tearing down rotting houses. He says at night, Namie is scary and lonely. There's no one around, no sounds. And during the day, his work is tough.
The houses here are disgusting. I'm opening refrigerators that haven't been opened in 9 years. Just imagine what's in them.
He says it's stressful and sad. But when he's here, singing with new friends, he can be
happy.
Happy. And with that, he grabs the mic and puts on ABBA, smiling from ear to ear. Everyone starts clapping, joining in. Lee says that is exactly why she's doing this.
I want people to come back here, to laugh, and to treasure Namie like they used to.
Lee says she knows her contribution, this karaoke bar, is small, but she feels it's important. And everyone else here seems to agree. You can die, that is the time of your life. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Fukushima, Japan.